This is John Batchelor, colleague Evan Ellis, professor at the U.S. Army War College, comments on Peru, now moving from the left of center to the right of center, from the Castro-era corruption to unknowns, the hand of the daughter of a former president who was corrupted by the opportunities as the head of Peru. Now his daughter takes over, and does that change the relationship with China, which is presuming to pretty much own what it wants in Peru, including a deep water port that it has exclusive use of? Here's Evan to reason what comes next and what this means for China's foothold, very firm foothold in the Andean chain. More to nigh.
I doubt it, John. The big issue with that is whether CAICO will probably continue to rely on a Chinese investment in the mining sector. It remains to be seen whether any action will be taken in the port of Chiangkai that the Chinese company COSCO owns and exclusively operates, although there could be greater controls in reflection of some of U.S. concerns there. The Chinese have an extensive presence in other sectors, including the agricultural sector as well as information technology. So as with Chile, where a close U.S. friend Jose Antonio Kast also is strengthening relations with the United States while continuing to do economic interactions with China, I suspect that CAICO will not be moving against business with China anytime soon, but will probably try to accommodate some of Washington's concerns, in my judgment, in subtle ways, in areas like security and in space and maybe information technology.